In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Our Lord, we have from Scripture, shed his blood 7 times for us. There was, at the very beginning, and this is something which I think should be of a particular inspiration for young people, there was a first shedding of his blood already in his circumcision, a very solemn moment where he, though he had no necessity to do it, he fulfilled the law. He submitted himself always to the law. And he endured that first shedding of his blood. You know, there's an old proverb, isn't it, that a rosy sky in the morning often signals a red storm in the evening? Well, it certainly did for our Lord. He then, in the evening of his life, short as it was, mere 33 years, began to shed his blood in earnest when his hour came. In the Garden of Olives in Gethsemane, where they had the press, you know, they had presses there. It's called the Garden of Olives because that's where they would press out the new oil. And if you've ever seen what happens when you begin to press olives, as you press them, the oil begins to ooze out of the great gouts and drops. And finally it pours out as the olives are being crushed. Well, the same thing happened with the Lord in the garden during his agony, as he began to feel the weight and the horror of our sins. He began to sweat blood, as if he were like an olive being crushed. That's how great his agony was. He began to sweat blood. When he was scourged, he would have shed a great deal of blood. The Roman scourge, the Roman lash, was a mass of cords, thongs of leather, and at the ends of them they were tipped with metal, sharp tips, so that when they made their connection, as they were pulled away, they would rip flesh with them. Now, you've all had the opportunity to experience a cut of some kind, and you know how even just a little cut can really bleed a lot. Well, imagine the amount of blood that our Lord lost in his scourging. If we take a cue from the prophets, we begin to understand that he was beaten beyond the recognition of a man. There were times in the Roman scourging when you could actually see the internal organs through their backs or through their fronts. Imagine the blood loss. He was crowned with thorns. And you know, scalp wounds are not often all that serious or all that, you know, they're not usually fatal, they're not terribly serious, but they can be spectacular. The head tends to bleed a lot. So as he was crowned with thorns, he would have lost a great deal of blood. And of course, then he had to exert himself by carrying the cross. And as the blood loss would have made his heart beat harder and harder and harder as he strained with the weight and the effort of moving from point A to point B, carrying the heavy weight. As he was crucified, then his feet were pierced, and as his heart got weaker and the blood began to settle, it would have poured out of the wounds in his feet. And then, at the end, his side was opened, and blood and water poured forth, symbol of the sacramental life, poured out on the church for our salvation. The Lord shed his blood 7 times for us. There are 7 sacraments. There are 7 days of the week in which we might contemplate how he suffered and died for us. There are 7 virtues. 3 theological virtues, 4 cardinal or civic virtues, all opposed to the 7 deadly sins into which we fall, and we fall often. The history of our salvation is intimately tied to the shedding of blood. From the very beginning after the sin of our first parents, you remember what God the Father did? Before our first parents were ejected from the garden, God already was beginning to take care of them. And he made for them garments of skins of animals. And in order for those skins to be obtained, blood would have had to be shed. Already from the very beginning of our salvation, blood was being shed. Blood was sprinkled over the people in the Old Covenant. And blood has been poured out for us by our Lord many times during his earthly life, during his passion, and now every time you come to Holy Mass, his blood is shed for you. In the words of consecration, blood is poured out for you. By your baptism, you share in the priesthood of our Lord, who was both priest and victim. You can offer sacrifices that are pleasing to God because of your baptism. One of the images that I will often use in advising people who come and who may have great cares or may have very heavy or serious petitions, even lighter petitions, or that they, at the time the chalice is being prepared, when the wine like blood is poured into the chalice, that you pour your cares, your petitions, into that chalice with the wine and with the little drops of water that are also put in, the symbol of our humanity, to be transformed by the words of the priest and then poured out in sacrifice again, renewing our Lord's shedding of blood in Calvary. The precious blood of our Lord, each drop is greater in worth than the contents of the entire cosmos and everything that fills it. The tiniest drop of our Lord's blood is worth the salvation of our souls. July is a month that's dedicated to veneration of the precious blood of the Lord. May I recommend to you that you, on 7 days of the week throughout July, that you might contemplate how our Lord shed that and how it relates to seven sacraments, perhaps taking a new sacrament every day of the week, considering it in light of the virtues, of the theological virtues and the civic or cardinal virtues, seven of them, thinking about the sacraments, thinking about the virtues, thinking about how our Lord seven times shed blood. Use this each day during the week, during the month of July, to contemplate what it is that our Lord has done for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.